Melbourne News on Wednesday, November 18th, 2009. On the microphone, Steffi, in studio Yahalom. The weather forecast. Scattered clouds and thunderstorms are predicted. Temperature range between 24 degrees at night and 30 degrees during the day. North-northeasterly wind with 18 kilometers per hour. On Thursday, November 19th, there will be a residents' assembly gathering. Here's an excerpt from an interview with Rakal from the residents' assembly service.
The idea is that regularly the community might found interesting to meet, to gather, to share, to enjoy, and eventually to be inspired by what? The spirit of Auroville? That would be nice, no? Spirit of Auroville. So that is our focus. We intend to make a series of regular meetings in the community to connect as much as possible again and again with the spirit of Auroville. We think, and we are not alone to think, that it is very important for the community to get in contact with the spirit of Auroville. And the other idea is very simple: how can we translate this spirit into our life? Because we are here for that. And the first meeting will be focused, dedicated to the entry process in Auroville and what it means to be a resident of Auroville, what it means to participate, what commitment it brings. And this will not be done by people who will say, oh, it is like this and it is like that, but by the residents themselves. We would like the resident to say and say again what they feel the spirit of Auroville is, what is Auroville for them, how they see it can translate in the entry process and in the commitment to live in Auroville.
Not only residents and newcomers, but also all guests are invited to come to the gathering and join the discussion. Gathering Thursday, November 19th at Visitor Center from 5 to 8:30 p.m. The Auroville Planner 2010 is now available. It comes in a square format and the arrangement of the inner pages is the same as in the previous years. The planner has 172 pages, including 24 full-page color photos. All of them were taken in Auroville by various Aurovillian photographers. The planner contains a map of South India with Auroville marked. There are extra pages for notes, addresses and telephone book entries at the end, as well as the 2010-2011 year planner overview. Darshan days and phases of the moon are indicated. The price will be approximately 180 to 200 rupees. Profit from the planner will be donated to an Auroville project yet to be determined. The planner is now available in shops in Auroville and Pondi. Tuesday, November 17th was Darshan Day in the Sri Aurobindo Ashram in Pondicherry. Darshan in Sanskrit means seeing. It refers here to the seeing Sri Aurobindo and the mother and to receive their blessings. After Sri Aurobindo retired from daily contact with his disciples, he saw them only a few times a year. This came to be known as the Darshan Days. On Tuesday, the occasion for Darshan Day was Mother's Mahasamadhi Day. Mahasamadhi is the act of consciously and intentionally leaving one's body at the time of death. The mother left her body on the 17th of November 1973, and on 20th of November her body was buried. Mother's Mahasamadhi Day started with a meditation and people were allowed to visit Mother's room. Message cards containing passages from Mother's and Sri Aurobindo's works were distributed. The Mother. The aim of our life on earth is to become conscious of the divine. The news is a reflection in the life of Aurovillians. For further information, please contact aurovilleradio.org.